Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
This is our Animal Planet unit.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's always kind of fun when we have Animal Planet to talk about. We're going to be talking about a particular career, actually, that maybe some of our listeners are looking into, and that's being a veterinarian, which is a doctor to animals. There are two types, actually. There's the small animal veterinarian and the large animal veterinarian. The large animal would be like the horses and cows and things like that, you know. But usually the vets I see, they're taking care of people's pets, like their cats and dogs.
My mother's friend, Marilyn Merrill, had a couple of sons. They lived on a farm, and one of them became a veterinarian for big animals, cows, horses, sheep, stuff like that. But there, of course, are other veterinarians who take care of your pet dog and your cat and your rabbit or whatever. Mm. And in today's program, we're talking about a particular veterinarian by the name of Chris Brown. We're describing him as being a vet extraordinaire, which means a really great veterinarian. We'll explain that in just a couple of seconds. But this is all about a TV show on Animal Planet, and it is all about his efforts to make a contribution to the world in trying to save animals. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's find out what this is all about. We'll read through the entire contents of today's lesson right now. Veterinarians play an essential role in our communities. All around the world, they keep our pets healthy and care for them when they're sick or injured. However, animals in the wild also require veterinary assistance at times. Fortunately, animal advocates everywhere are working to protect wild animals in distress. Dr. Chris Brown, star of Animal Planet's show Vet Gone Wild, is one of these people. Dr. Chris, as he's affectionately called by his global network of animal advocates, has been practicing veterinary care since graduating in 2001. Though he comes from a family of vets, his practice isn't confined to the walls of a local clinic. Instead, he travels to the depths of the oceans, deep into jungles, and across dry deserts to provide care to animals in need. On one episode, Dr. Chris heads to the Elephant Kingdom Sanctuary in Surin, Thailand. He is there to help out and offer veterinary advice to the staff. One of the sanctuary's elephants has just given birth. While the baby appears healthy and curious, his mother isn't producing much milk. Dr. Chris shows the sanctuary staff how to induce milk production by massaging the mother and suggests adding calcium tablets to her diet. Next, Dr. Chris sees to Siri Mong Kun, a wounded elephant. Before arriving at the sanctuary, Siri Mong Kun worked in a logging camp. Now he's suffering a severe infection in his elbow, which he got from wearing poorly fitted equipment. If Siri Mong Kun's infection isn't flushed soon, it could spread and kill him. After demonstrating to the staff how to clean the wound properly, Dr. Chris is sure Siri Mong Kun and the other elephants will be in good hands going forward.
Okay, let's get started, guys. We're in Unit 4, and we're talking about Animal Planet. There's a Dr. Chris Brown that we're going to be focusing on. He's titled a vet extraordinaire. Extraordinaire is an adjective. It's related, of course, to the word extraordinary. They're both adjectives, but this one has particular rules you have to follow. So it's an adjective that must follow a noun. And all it means, as Tom said, is you're really good at something. So you could call your friend who loves to shop. She's a shopper extraordinaire. He's a vet extraordinaire, meaning he's a really good vet or veterinarian, which is a really long word. That's why most of us, at least in the States, just call people vets. Vet. So Dr. Chris Brown is going to be playing a lead role for the next couple of days as we talk about Animal Planet.
Indeed, and I did want to mention that the word extraordinaire is a French word, so I guess according to their grammar rules, you put this at the end. Vet extraordinaire or baseball player extraordinaire, etc. So again, we're talking about veterinarians today. That's an animal doctor, and they play an essential role in our communities. They play an important and vital role in our communities. They are important all around the world. They keep our pets healthy and care for them when they're sick or injured. So sometimes your dog or your cat might need to get some shots, or maybe your dog accidentally stepped on a sharp object or something and the dog is in pain. So of course you take the dog to the veterinarian to receive treatment.
You sure do. So it says here, however, animals in the wild, these are animals that aren't pets. They take care of themselves out there in the wilderness. They also require veterinary assistance at times. So if you go to see a vet or a veterinarian, you're going to go to a place we call the veterinary. So assistance here just means help. So when you get tired of using the word help, switch it out for assistance. Assist is the verb form, and then assistance is the noun form. Or if you have a job where your job is primarily to help somebody, probably an executive, and perhaps you're a secretary, although these days they call these people in this particular position administrative assistant. They're going to go to the veterinary and they need some help, obviously, but they're in the wild. So what are they going to do?
Yeah, what are they going to do? So, yes, sometimes wild animals need some care as well. So,
totally.
Fortunately, animal advocates everywhere are working to protect wild animals in distress. Of course, you've got lots of organizations out there who are working to protect wild animals. Of course, they are important to the ecosystem. We have to try our best to make sure that they can survive. And so these people who want to help out animals are being described as animal advocates. Mm. And advocate here is a noun. That's just a person who supports some kind of cause or supports some kind of public policy, et cetera, et cetera. And the verb is to advocate a certain kind of public policy. Many people out there want to advocate animal welfare, for example, helping out animals, or they want to be an advocate for school lunches for poor students to make sure they get enough to eat. That's what they're advocating. They are advocates here. So these animal advocates work all over the place to protect those wild animals who are in distress. So distress here just means you're in a bad situation and you need a lot of help. You're probably in pain or something like that. And we do use this with the preposition in. I'm in distress. I need some help. Will you help me?
Or you could say I'm in pain, right? We just don't say I'm pain. I'm in pain. I'm in distress. I wanted to mention with advocate here, it's one of those weird words where we change the pronunciation on you. Mm. If you're paying close attention to Tom, you noticed that the pronunciation for the noun was different than the verb. It's similar to the word graduate. If you're going to graduate, you're going to finish school, but the person who does graduate is called the graduate. So it's an I sound, a short I, and then a long A. So advocate, short I sound, and then advocate, long A sound. Make sure it's really clear when you say those. Now, Dr. Chris Brown is the star of Animal Planet show, Vet Gone Wild. I haven't seen this on TV yet.
Me neither.
He's one of these people who goes out into the wild to help some of these animals that can't come and see him at his office.
Right, so he's the star of the show on Animal Planet. Maybe some of you out there still have your cable TV service. I know a lot of people have stopped. stopped it because they get their TV shows on their phones now. But I suppose you can get Animal Planet on your phone as well. But in any case, this is a show that's on Animal Planet entitled Vet Gone Wild. And Dr. Chris Brown is the star of this show. And we could say that he is an animal advocate. He's trying to help out animals in distress, animals in trouble. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, Dr. Chris, as he's affectionately called by his global network of animal advocates, has been practicing veterinary care since graduating in 2001. Now, we're calling him Dr. Chris, which is technically wrong. If you call somebody like a teacher or Mr. or Mrs., etc., you need to use their surname. We should be calling him Dr. Brown. But Brown is a very common surname. Chris is probably cuter and more attractive, so they actually call him this out of affection for him. So he's called Dr. Chris. He's affectionately called that. If you talk about affectionately, well, that's the adverb form of affectionate, which is an adjective. And affectionately, of course, is the adverb. Affectionate as an adjective means you're showing great fondness or care or liking for someone. So they just like him. They really admire him. So they affectionately call him Dr. Chris.
Yeah, a little less formal. I know that in some of the Bushi Bonds here, they'll call the English teacher, you know, Teacher Tom or Teacher Stephanie instead of using a last name. It just means you're a little bit closer. So though he comes from a family of vets, his practice isn't confined to the walls of a local clinic. If you're confined to somewhere, it means you're not able to leave a place or you're limited in some way or restricted in another way. Here it says he isn't confined. He doesn't have to stay within that office where he sees pets of people. No, he can roam outside and go out and see some of these larger animals. So he doesn't confine his practice to the walls of a local clinic, like a lot of vets do. Actually, there's a vet's office right next to my apartment, and it's kind of fun to see all the animals in there. So his practice isn't confined to something. And we're talking about not being confined to a local clinic. There are lots of clinics in Taiwan, lots of medical clinics that you can stop by and see a doctor quickly. You don't have to go to the hospital and get a number, wait in line for 3 hours. So you can also confine yourself to bed rest. Maybe I know someone who's pregnant right now, and her doctor confined her to her bed. So she can't get up and walk around too much. She needs to really take care of herself. She's confined to bed rest.
Or maybe students were naughty, so the teacher confined them to the classroom for the rest of the day. They're not allowed to go outside and play if you're being punished. But this just means, yeah, he's not stuck in his clinic all day long. Of course, a clinic is like a small hospital. You might want to go see a doctor at a major hospital, but sometimes you just go to a smaller clinic in your neighborhood, maybe an ear, nose, and throat clinic if you have an earache or something like that, and you don't want to go to a big hospital. Okay, that brings us to the halfway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第四单元。好，我们这个单元呢，跟一个电视节目有关，在 Animal Planet 上面会播出来的，叫做《兽医闯荒野》。好，我们来看一看这个节目的内容是在谈什么。首先呢，其实主角是一位 Dr. Chris Brown。这位呢，他当然是一个兽医。好，我们就看到这边标题里头，其实提到这位兽医的时候，他写着 Vet Extraordinaire。 Extraordinaire 这个字很奇怪吧，因为其实我们看到通常会习惯想到的是 Extraordinary。 Extraordinary 就代表着是不平凡的，非常了不起的。所以说这个地方 Extraordinaire跟英文的 extraordinary 似乎有一点不同，不过其实他们是同一个字源来的，这是一个法文字的来源，它的意思就代表 outstanding, extraordinary。 好，说到他这位 Chris Brown， 他的确是一位了不起的兽医，我们就要来看他在节目里面有什么样的作为。第一段里面就提到了这位兽医 Veterinarian 这个字是 vet 的原来的、字形，它的拼字原来有这么的长，但是我们晓得有时候太过长的字我们会自动把它缩减为比较容易念比较容易记的字，所以我们现在看到的是 VET VET 这个字就代表兽医。好，那提到兽医当然在我们的社会里面扮演着重要的角色，扮演什么样的角色，这是一个常见的片语，我们说 play a part 或者是 play a roleIn something, 扮演重要的角色 an essential role. 当然他会照顾我们的宠物，当宠物不健康的时候，生病受伤的时候，他们会照料这些宠物。不过呢，这边还要告诉大家的是，在野生的动物世界里，他们也需要兽医的协助。现在呢，就有 Chris Brown 这样的医生就是来帮助他们的。这也就是这里要讲的这个节目叫做 Vet Gone Wild。 Vet Gone Wild 也就是刚刚我们说到的中文兽医闯荒野这个电视节目的英文名称。好， Chris Brown 当然是其中的主角，他基本上呢在网络上呢他是有一个昵称的，他们就昵称他为 Dr. Chris。他从事这个工作其实是从他西元2001年毕业之后就一直在做兽医照护的工作。我们看到 since 这个字， since 当然是自从，不过我们知道 since 它可以直接加一个时间，那如果你要加一个子句也可以。以这边来看，它其实省略掉了主词 he， 然后动词的部分 graduated 我们把它改成了 ing， 所以我们看到的是 since graduating in 2001， 其实就是 since he graduated in 2001， 从那一年之后。那通常有 since 这样的时间，一般你在动词的地方就会很自然的用现在完成式。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Dr. Chris Brown, who's the star of Animal Planet show Vet Gone Wild. He's a vet that doesn't limit himself to a clinic. He actually goes outside and treats some of the animals that aren't pets. And the one we're going to talk about today is he's quite big. I can't imagine having an elephant for a pet, but he is someone who travels to the depths of the oceans, deep into jungles and across dry deserts to provide care to animals in need. Sounds like a fun job. He gets to spend his time with animals, but he also gets to travel and he gets to see new places. I've never been into a real jungle. I think that would be kind of exciting. We're going to talk about one of the episodes in this paragraph. We're going to start now. It says, on one episode, Dr. Chris heads to the Elephant Kingdom Sanctuary in Surin, Thailand. They have these sanctuaries in different countries where there's a big piece of land that's protected and the animals that live inside there are protected as well. You can't go and hunt for them. It's not a zoo. It's a place for animals to live, you know, with freedom, but also to have some protection from humans as well.
Indeed. So they're protected there at this place in Thailand.
Yeah.
And he is there to help out, you know, to assist them. And he is going to offer veterinary advice to the staff. So, yes, indeed, they're trying to take care of these elephants. And they probably know quite a bit about elephants. But Dr. Chris here knows a lot about veterinary medicine. So he's going to help out any way he can. He's going to give them some advice, maybe some suggestions. And one of the sanctuary's elephants has just given birth. So that's a mother elephant. She's just had a baby elephant. She has given birth. And while the baby appears healthy and curious, his mother isn't producing much milk. So it seems like the baby elephant is okay. The baby elephant is healthy and as curious like any baby animal would be. But the problem is it's probably not getting enough milk because his mother isn't producing much milk. Of course, elephants are mammals, so they need to feed their young with milk. But she's not producing a lot of milk. What are they going to do? Without that milk for the baby might have some health problems.
Yeah, it might. So that's kind of a scary situation. Dr. Chris shows the sanctuary's staff, the people who live there, how to induce milk production by massaging the mother and suggests adding calcium tablets to her diet, which is interesting. Usually this verb to induce is used to talk about pregnant women who are past their due date to have their baby. That baby just doesn't want to come out. And so the doctors will give some sort of medicine to the mother that helps those labor pains begin. That's inducing labor. If you induce something, it just means you bring about something, you produce it, you cause something to happen. Sometimes you can induce a person to do something for you by persuading them. So it can also mean persuasion or persuading someone to do something. Here it's just to bring about or cause something to happen. So Dr. Chris is going to try to help that elephant, or he shows the sanctuary staff at least how to do it, to help that elephant, mama elephant at least, get her milk coming in, get that milk producing so she can really feed her baby better. They massage the mama elephant, and they also add something called calcium, and they're in tablet form, to her diet. Calcium is one of the minerals that we need for our bodies to be healthy and nutritious. A lot of milk has calcium added to it. Our bones need calcium, and little growing animals and human babies need calcium as well.
That's right. I think calcium is gai in Chinese. And again, they're trying to stimulate the milk production or induce it by massaging the mother and also adding calcium tablets to her diet, the things that she eats. Now, next, Dr. Chris sees to Siri Mongkon, a wounded elephant. So we've got the phrase to see to. That just means he goes to check out this elephant and tries to care for this particular elephant. It's wounded, which means it got injured somehow. Maybe it stepped into a trap or something like that, or was pushed over. Or maybe somebody hit it really hard. So it's a wounded elephant. It's injured. And before arriving at the sanctuary, Siri Mongkon worked in a logging camp. Logging, of course, is when you cut down trees and take the logs and send them down the river or something, or you transport them to a processing facility.
I think here the elephant was probably pulling those logs. They can pull quite a bit of weight.
Exactly. So this elephant was working, doing logging in a logging camp, and now he's suffering a severe infection in his elbow, which he got from wearing poorly fitted equipment. So he's got an infection. That's when something becomes infected. That's from the verb to infect, which means some kind of germs or virus enters the body and starts causing some problems there. So he's got this infection from bacteria or viruses or whatever. And this happened because he was wearing poorly fitted equipment. And you know what happens when your equipment is not fitting well. It maybe rubs on your skin and gives you a blister.
Yeah.
And maybe the blister pops and then it starts to, or your skin starts to get cut and then it gets infected and then it really starts to hurt. You need to see a doctor and you're in trouble.
Yeah, it can be kind of scary. If you cut yourself, you have to keep that wound clean so that it doesn't get infected. If something's infected also, it starts to get really red and it's sore and it hurts. You got to be careful. So he got it from wearing poorly fitted equipment. We use equipment for activities that we usually do. If you like sports, maybe you play tennis. Some of the equipment you need would include your racket, your bag, your balls. Those are all parts of the equipment you need. Equipment does not have an S on it ever. I see a lot of equipment in Taiwan, which is incorrect. Be careful with that. It's non-count. If Siri Meng Kong's infection isn't flushed soon, it could spread and kill him. And that's the danger of getting an infection. To flush something means you use some sort of liquid to clean out a wound. We also...talk about someone's face being flushed, which means their cheeks are all red. When I exercise, my face gets very red. And the people at the gym always ask me, are you okay? Yes, my face just turns red when I'm exercising. But here it means to put some sort of liquid, usually water, very hot water, so it's cleaning out that wound. Or maybe you're putting some chemical that will clean the skin out, but that's what they're going to do when they flush that infection, that wound.
Kind of clean it out, basically. Similar to going to the bathroom, of course, after you've done your duty on the toilet there. You flush the toilet, you send the water down the stool and get rid of the waste. So it's kind of similar here. They need to flush that wound to flush that infection. And if they don't do that, it could spread and cause more problems and kill that elephant. Now, after demonstrating to the staff how to clean the wound properly, Dr. Chris is sure Siri Meng Kong and the other elephants will be in good hands going forward. So he demonstrates to them, or he shows them how to clean the wound. Maybe, of course, if you... you know, want to buy a washing machine, you need to have the salesperson demonstrate how to use it. Maybe you've never used a washing machine before and you need to know how to use it. So they'll demonstrate to you how to use it. And to be in good hands means you've got people there to take care of you. You can trust them.
Yeah. You want to be in good hands if you go to a doctor. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
好，我们继续来看 Dr. Chris 他做了哪些事。在节目里的第一集里头，诶，首先他就到了泰国，这里有一个地方，这是一个大象王国庇护所。然后呢，在这里呢，刚好有一只大象，它刚生产完。虽然说呢，这个小象刚生出来，这个小象很健康，可是它的母亲却没有产生很多的乳汁来喂它。所以说呢 ，Dr. Chris 就教导里面的人要怎么样让这只母象呢去产乳，然后来喂食它的小象，还甚至于建议说，哎，你可以用钙片加到它的食物里面。好，那这边我们要注意到的是一个连接词。While, 它这个 while 呢，当然它有很多的解释哦。有时候 while 是讲时间上的同时，当一件事情发生，另外一件事情同时发生。不过在这个地方提到小象跟母象这两只象的状况不同的时候，这个 while就会像是一个转折的语气，表示虽然说小象健康，可是母象却不然。好，这前后有对照的含义。好，我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. But hey, please join us again next time because we're going to continue talking about Dr. Chris Brown, Vet Extraordinaire. Please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.